you forget the cold winter.
A onda ćemo vam svima poslužiti divan feast, divnu gozbu presadama, zbog koje ćete zaboraviti na hladnu zimu.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today I would like to talk about two points which I feel are very important to develop a spiritual community.
Danas bih želio govoriti o dvije stvari za koje smatram da su jako važne prilikom stvaranja duhovne zajednice.
If you look at the different spiritual traditions and study the lives of those who have received enlightenment, they usually have discovered two things.
Ako proučavate živote onih koji su postigli prosvjetljenje, ako proučavate duhovne tradicije, onda ćete vidjeti da su možete otkriti dvije stvari.
First of all, they have found out that really everything is connected to each other, and that this is really only, let me say, due to the ego and the mind that we separate people and countries and phenomena from each other.
Prije svega su shvatili da je sve međusobno povezano i samo zbog ega i zbog uma mi odvajamo ljude ili zemlje ili različite druge fenomene.
The moment someone comes out of the box of the mind and the ego which make you know, which make you lead a material life, you really find everyone and everything is connected.
U trenutku kada napustimo kutiju koja je stvorena od ega i uma, možemo zapravo shvatiti da je sve međusobno povezano.
Saints have, as a result of this, always displayed a childlike innocence, innocence which is free from fear, which comes when you just see friends and enemies, for instance.
Sveti su zbog toga uvijek ispoljavali određenu djetinju nevinost, nevinost koja je oslobođena straha, recimo u prisustvu nekog neprijatelja ili slično.
Yes, or my country, or your country, all these distinctions which come because of the mind and the ego. The saints have just given that up and become fearless and childlike, innocent.
Ili recimo svačanje moja zemlja, tvoja zemlja. Sveti su to jednostavno napustili i poprimili su tu djetinju nevinost.
And the second symptom of those who have developed enlightenment is that they develop genuine love and affection for others.
Drugi pokazatelj onih koji su uistinu dostigli prosvjetljenje je da pokazuju istinsku privrženost i samilost prema drugima.
Krishna talks about these two things in the Bhagavad Gita when he says that though when you have seen the truth, you will find out that I am in everything and everything is in me.
Krishna govori o te dvije stvari u Bhagavad Giti kada kaže kada vidiš istinu, shvatit ćeš da je sve u meni i da sam ja u svemu.
Everything is connected through God.
Sve je povezano preko Boga, putem Boga.
I would like to tell you a little story about The consequence of understanding this is that you begin to really feel love to others.
Želio bih vam ispričati posljedice koje proizlaze iz tog razumijevanja kada uistinu počinjete osjećati ljubav prema drugima.
It's a Christian story, but I will Krishnaize it a little.
To je kršćanska priča, no ja ću je malo krišnaizirati.
One farmer came to the door of a monastery with a present in his hand, a present of fresh grapes.
Jednom je jedan farmer došao do vrata samostana noseći poklon u ruci. Taj poklon je bilo grožđe.
So he decided, I will give these fresh grapes as a present to the person who always opens the door for me, the chokidar, because he allows me entry into the monastery and the church. He brings me to God.
Odlučio je taj poklon dati osobi koja mu otvara vrata samostana čokidariju, zato što je to bila osoba koja ga je približavala Bogu.
Now these were very nice grapes.
To je bilo jako, jako lijepo grožđe.
Very fresh and sweet.
Svježe i slatko.
That when the guard on the door received this present, he thought, well, I want to give these grapes to the, they are called superiors or the abt of the monastery. He is such a fine person. He should get it.
I onda je taj čuvar, kad je vidio grožđe, rekao, ma ja bih to volio dati svojim nadređenima, onome koji vodi ovaj samostan. On je tako divna osoba.
But when the abt received the grapes, he thought, well, there is one monk who is now a little sick. Huh? He lies in bed. For him it would be good to have these fresh, juicy grapes, which are full of vitamin C. He should enjoy them.
No, kada je on primio to grožđe, rekao je, ima baš jedan monah koji je stvarno bolestan i baš bi mu dobro prijelo to svježe voće, puno vitamina C.
The brother who was ill and who was in bed felt very honored when he got the grapes, but he thought, well, there is this brother cook who always cooks for me, even when I'm a little ill, he should take these grapes.
I taj se brat osjećao jako počašćenim što je primio grožđe, ali je rekao, ima jedan brat kuhar koji uvijek kuha za mene kada sam bolestan, on bi trebao primiti grožđe.
Now actually before I start, we have made a play room for the children, and maybe one brother monk should inform the brother parents and the brother Maladece about the location of that room. Maybe Govindanandan, you know where it is, and you can practice already because soon you will be the Otats. Yes. When the brother cook got these grapes, he thought, thank you very much, we have one monk in our monastery who's very saintly. He should get the fresh grapes.
Kada je taj brat kuhar dobio voće, rekao je, ovo je stvarno, stvarno jako divno, ali ima jedan brat u našem samostanu koji je jako svet i on bi trebao primiti to voće.
This saintly brother was reading sacred scriptures and praying all day.
Taj sveti brat je čitao svete spise i molio se čitav dan.
He was surprised when he got these fresh grapes.
I iznenadio se primivši to svježe grožđe.
But in his mind he thought, well, I owe so much to that brother, the guard, who was at the door and who opened the door of the kingdom of God to me that I will give him the fresh grapes.
No, u sebi je pomislio, ja toliko dugujem tom bratu, čuvaru koji je otvorio vrate kraljevstva Božeg za mene i trebao bih njemu dati to svježe grožđe.
In this way the grapes had made a circle.
Na taj način grožđe je prošlo krug.
A circle of love.
Krug ljubavi.
And when the brother, the guard at the door received his grapes through this circle of love, he gratefully accepted them.
I kada je čuvar primio to grožđe putem tog kruga ljubavi, on ga je za zahvalnošću primio.
He had heard about the journey which the grapes had made.
Čuo je o putovanju toga grožđa.
I have abbreviated the story for you, but it went through every person in that monastery.
Skratio sam priču za vas, ali to grožđe je prošlo kroz svaku osobu u samostanu.
And mysteriously the grapes touched everyone's heart and opened them.
I na misteriozan način to grožđe je otvorilo, je dotaklo svačije srce i otvorilo ga.
These grapes had become grapes of love.
To grožđe postalo je grožđe ljubavi.
I really feel this little story gives us a very good insight into how to build a spiritual community.
Uistinu osjećam da nam ova mala priča daje jako lijep uvid u to kako izgraditi duhovnu zajednicu.
If in the Hare Krishna movement the grapes of love make their circle, I believe it will become a very strong spiritual movement.
Ako bi u Hare Krishna pokretu grožđe ljubavi krenulo na svoj krug, ja vjerujem da bismo mogli imati uistinu snažan duhovni pokret.
And once the circle of love begins to flow, it will energize each one of our hearts.
Kada jednom krug ljubavi počne teći, ono će ispuniti naše srce, ono će ih energizirati.
In our scriptures it is explained what how to eat these grapes of love.
U našim spisima opisano je kako jesti to grožđe ljubavi.
Dadati, pratigrinati, and so on and so forth. It is said that in a devotional or spiritual community, six activities should take place.
Dadati, pratigrinati, i tako dalje. Dakle, opisano je da bi se u duhovnoj zajednici trebalo obavljati šest aktivnosti.
The giving and accepting of gifts.
Davanje i primanje poklona.
For instance, now I'm trying to give you a gift.
Na primjer, sada vam pokušavam dati poklon.
The grapes of love I try to share with you.
Pokušavam s vama podijeliti grožđe ljubavi.
So my request is that you accept these grapes.
I moja molba da vi to grožđe prihvatite.
This is what is meant on one level to give gifts and accept gifts.
Dakle, to je ono što se podrazumijeva pod davanjem i primanjem poklona.
I believe every one of you has gifts to give.
Vjerujem da svatko od vas ima poklone koje može dati.
But somehow they got stuck in the heart of your in the center of your heart.
Ali su na neki način zapeli u središtu vašeg srca.
They don't flow out of your heart any longer.
Više ne teču iz vašeg srca.
We have become very careful to show affection in our materialistic society because so often we have been maybe disappointed when we showed affection to someone.
Iako smo oprezni kome ćemo pokazati osjećaj privrženosti zato što smo toliko puta možda bili i razočarani kada smo to učinili.
But the moment you give the gifts or you share the grapes of love, you will see that the blockage in your own heart becomes released and wonderful energy begins to flow freely.
Ali čim počinjete davati te poklone, onda se jednostavno te blokade na neki način razrišavaju i vidjet ćete da ta energija slobodno teče.
Yes, energy is slobodno, yes. So these were two ways of sharing love. Now follow two others, that is to reveal your mind to someone and to asked confidential questions, which he then answers.
Dakle, to su bile dvije stvari. Sljedeće dvije su postavljati povjerljiva pitanja i isto tako povjeravati svoj um drugima.
And the last two items are to give prasadam and to accept prasadam.
A sljedeće dvije su primiti i davati prasadam.
The last year I was not so very healthy and there were wonderful devotees who cooked for me, and I felt through this cooking their love for me, and as I was accepting the prasadam, I felt so much good and positive energy. It was the energy of love.
Ove godine zbog mog zdravlja neki su bakte kuhali zbog mene, za mene, i mogao sam osjetiti u tom prasadamu njihovu ljubav.
I felt very happy and quickly became strong in my health again.
Osjećao sam se jako sretnim i ponovno osnažio u zdravlju.
Yes. So these six things could be practiced in a spiritual community to release the flow of love, that energy which breaks through the differentiations and which helps us to connect with each other on a deep and spiritual level.
Dakle, to nam može pomoći da stvorimo taj krug ljubavi i da na neki način se na dubok način povežemo jedni s drugima.
Spiritual life is very easy, really. It means to come out of the box of the mind and of the ego, and that happens when you begin to free your love.
Duhovni život je u stvari jako jednostavan. On počinje kada se oslobađamo od kutije ega i uma i oslobodimo svoj um, oslobodimo svoju ljubav.
Today I read a spiritual text, but I forgot it upstairs. I want to read it to you also. Let me just say Ananda Gopal, it's on my table. It's Amnaya Sutras by... And I want to read this spiritual text for you.
Danas sam pročitao jedan duhovan tekst i želio bih ga podijeliti s vama.
This text comes from a work called Amnaya Sutra. It's from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which in very brief codexes explain the wonderful philosophy of the Vedas.
To je dijelo od Bhaktivinoda Thakura, Amnaya Sutra, i ona opisuje na divan način filozofiju Veda.
And there is this one verse from the Upanishads which say that God cannot be seen with the physical eyes. He can only be seen through the eyes of the heart.
I postoji jedan stih koji kaže da se Bog ne može vidjeti materijalnim očima, već se samo može vidjeti srcem.
What this means actually is that you can see him through the eyes of love.
To u stvari znači da ga možete vidjeti očima ljubavi.
Bhakti is so simple. It means to revive the love which is in your heart, directed to God and to really everyone.
Bhakti je tako jednostavna. To u stvari znači probuditi ljubav koja postoji u našem srcu i dijeliti je svima.
It is this love of Godhead, which attracts Krishna.
I to je ta ljubav prema Bogu koja privlači Krishna.
Krishna is sometimes compared with a bee who becomes attracted to honey and who lands on the honey and who relishes the honey.
Krishna se ponekad uspoređuje s pčelom koja sliječe na cvijet i koja privuče na medom i koja sliječe na cvijet.
So when Krishna sees the honey of love in the heart of his devotees and devotee, the lotus heart of his devotee, he will land in that heart.
Kada Krishna vidi ljubav na lotusovom cvijetu svog bhakte, on će doći u to srce.
And when Krishna is in your heart, everything is sve će biti u redu.
A kada je Krishna u srcu, onda će sve biti u redu.
Yes, not sveći, sve. I learned it in Serbian language. Sve u redu, yes. So yes, so this is this is a simple fact, and I would like to read this verse to you. Would you like to know it? Good. I would also have read it if you wouldn't like to know it. Na sandrishe tishtati rupamasya na shakshusha pasyati kashanaivam hreda hridi. No? Hreda means heart, and hridi means in the heart of hearts. Hreda hridi stam manasa yainam evang viduam ritaste bhavanti. They become immortal who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose form is not within the perception of material senses. Material senses can't see him. Who is not seen by the material eyes. Whose form in the heart is seen only by the heart of love. It's from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad.
Besmrtni postoje oni koji poznaju svevišnju božansku osobu, čiji se oblik ne može spoznati percepcijom materijalnih osjetila, koji se ne može vidjeti materijalnim očima i čiji oblik u srcu se može vidjeti samo srcem koje ima ljubav.
When I was this year in India, I decided to make one adventure. My only adventure which I would do.
Ove godine u Indiji odlučio sam krenuti u jednu pustolovinu, moju jedinu pustolovinu.
I didn't tell anyone where I was going.
Nikome nisam rekao kamo idem.
I took something which looked like a car and went into the night into one forest.
I krenuo sam nečim što je izgledalo kao auto i u noći sam krenuo u šumu.
And I said to my driver, next morning, 9 o'clock, I will be at such and such temple, if I'm still alive.
A svom vozaču sam rekao, sutra u 9 sati bit ću u tom i tom hramu, ako sam još živ.
Hare Krishna. This is typical Sachinandan Swami.
Tipični Sachinandana Swami.
I will tell you now my unofficial side.
Sada ćete upoznati moju neslužbenu stranu.
So then we went into this one forest.
I tako smo otišli u jednu šumu.
There were many monkeys inside.
Bilo je tamo puno majmuna.
And some wild dogs.
I neki divlji psi.
I had heard that every night there would be one saint who would sing in this forest and people would come and dance.
I čuo sam da svake noći jedan svetac pjeva u toj šumi, a da ljudi dolaze i plešu.
I was a little afraid.
Malo sam se bojao.
What if these Indian people would dance and someone would have an epileptic attack, or someone would start to cry, or you know, was it safe? Maybe they would do unusual things, you know. There were men and women, and I'm a celibate monk, who knows? In India, everything is possible. So I was a little scared.
Malo sam se bojao što bi se to moglo dogoditi kad dođu ti Indijci, neko bi mogao imati možda epileptični napad, ili tu su i muškarci i žene, i to je Indija, ja sam monah u celibatu i tko zna što se može dogoditi.
But I had met the saint before and I had faith that he was a good and honest yogi, so I decided to spend the night in that forest.
No, već sam prije susreo tog sveca i imao sam vjeru da je on iskren bakta i tako da sam odlučio provesti noć u šumi.
When I came, there was a lecture.
Kada sam došao, u tijeku je bilo predavanje.
The saint spoke about the subject, we have to forget the world to remember who we are.
A svetac je govorio o tome da trebamo zaboraviti svijet kako bismo se sjetili tko smo mi.
I liked what he said.
Svidjelo mi se to što je rekao.
Then there was a pause.
Zatim je bila stanka.
And I was just sitting somewhere in the forest and chanting.
Ja sam sjedio negdje u šumi i mantrao.
And then in the night the saint came back to sing.
A u noći se svetac vratio da bi pjevao.
And then from everywhere when he started to sing, people came dressed in wonderful costumes.
I onda kad je on počeo pjevati, iz svih smjerova su dolazili ljudi obučeni u divne kostime.
And they started to dance.
I počeli su plesati.
Very elegantly.
Jako elegantno.
There was only the light of the stars.
Bilo je sve osvjetljeno samo svjetlošću zvijezda.
And they turned in circles, more like the Sufi dance. It reminded me very much of the Sufi dance.
I okretali su se u krugu, što me jako podsjećalo na ples Sufija.
I could see that they were not really dancing for any human spectators.
I mogao sam vidjeti da nisu plesali za ljudsko gledateljstvo.
Every one of the dancers was very absorbed and had their mind fixed on God.
Svaki je plesač bio jako apsorbiran i imao im je bio usredotočen na Boga.
And the saint was also somewhere else.
A i svetac je bio negdje drugdje.
He sang a song. He said, "O gods of my eyes, why have you allowed Krishna to come into my vision, who has now stolen my heart?"
Pjevao je nešto poput, "O bogovi mojih očiju, zašto ste dopustili Krišni da uđe u moj vid? On je sada ukrao moje srce."
My heart is all what I have.
Moje srce je sve što imam.
And now you have allowed the big thief to enter. "O God of my eyelids, why have you slept?"
Moje srce je sve što imam, a sada ste dopustili tom lopovu da uđe. O bogovi mojih kapaka, zašto ste to učinili?
Now Krishna has stolen my heart from the world and it's with him. "O God of my eyelids, you should have protected my wealth."
O bogovi mojih kapaka, trebali ste zaštititi moje bogatstvo. Krišna uzeo moje srce.
It was a love song to God.
Bila je to ljubavna pjesma Bogu.
And I liked it very much.
I meni se jako svidjela.
In the morning I visited the saint and I said, "I liked your singing and the dancing."
Ujutro sam posjetio tog sveca i rekao mu da mi se svidjelo njegovo pjevanje i plesanje.
And the saint said, "It was not meant for you."
A svetac je rekao, to nije bilo za tebe.
It's our way to please God.
To je naš način da zadovoljimo Boga.
No human should enjoy this.
I ni jedno ljudsko biće ne bi trebalo uživati u tome.
I like that also very much.
I to mi se isto jako svidjelo.
Then the saint told me a very interesting story.
A onda mi je svetac ispričao jednu jako zanimljivu priču.
He had a temple and he had worshipped Krishna, you know, the deities of Krishna, for many years, and they had started to develop a luster so that one day a man from Bangladesh thought they were made of gold.
On je obožavao božanstva i one su počela sjajiti na taj način da jedan čovjek iz Bangladeša smatra da su načinjena od zlata.
This man from Bangladesh, when the saint and his followers were outside, not in the temple, had climbed on the altar and imagine stolen the bhojanstas and brought them to Bangladesh. That's a few thousand kilometers away.
I zamislite samo, taj čovjek iz Bangladeša je došao u hram kada su oni bili odsutni, popeo se na oltar i uzeo božanstvo i odveo ga u Bangladeš koje je udaljeno tisućama kilometara.
He wanted to melt the bhojanstva and sell the gold.
Želio je rastopiti božanstva i prodati ga kao zlato.
Maybe to the Croatian bank.
Možda Hrvatskoj banci.
So when the saint was informed, when he came back in the evening, that our altar is empty, the deities have been stolen, you know, he was very peaceful.
Kada je svetac saznao na večer da je oltar prazan i da su božanstva ukradena, on je ostao jako smiren.
He said he will come back.
Rekao je, on će se vratiti.
Because Krishna loves the love of his devotees.
Zato što Krishna voli ljubav svojih bhakta.
And here in this forest we are always worshiping him with love. We dance for him, we sing his praise. So he won't find such love anywhere else, especially not in Bangladesh. So he will come back.
Ovdje u ovoj šumi mi ga obožavamo s ljubavlju, mi plešemo za njega, pjevamo za njega. Nigdje neće naći takvu ljubav, pogotovo ne u Bangladešu, i tako da će se vratiti.
And after half a year the deities really came back in a mysterious way, which I won't, it takes a long time to tell the story completely, but he came back and now he's on the altar, you can see him.
No, nakon pola godine božanstvo su se ipak vratila. Neću ispričati na koji način, jer je to duga priča, ali sada su na oltaru i mogu se vidjeti.
I like this story also very much.
I ova mi se priča isto jako sviđa.
Because it made a point, which is just so true.
Zato što ukazuje na ono što je u stvari tako istinito.
When you feel love, when your love can flow freely, God even becomes attracted to you.
Kada osjećate ljubav i kada vaša ljubav slobodno teče, tada i Bog čak postaje privučen vama.
I really want to encourage all of you to free your love.
Uistinu vas sve želim ohrabriti da oslobodite svoju ljubav.
And I would like to give you two ways how you can do that.
I želio bih vam dati, predložiti dva načina na koje to možete učiniti.
One is in relation to, one is how you free your love for God and the other for the people in community.
Jedan se odnosi na oslobađanje ljubavi prema Bogu, a drugi prema ljudima u zajednici.
Love usually starts when you start, when you begin to think about someone.
Ljubav obično počinje kada počnete razmišljati o nekome.
Do you have this experience that all of a sudden you start thinking of someone?
Imate li to iskustvo da odjednom počinjete razmišljati o nekome?
I think we all have, no?
Mislim da svi imamo to iskustvo.
So your love for Krishna will start when you think of Krishna.
Naša ljubav prema Krišni će krenuti kada počnemo misliti o Krišni.
How often have you thought of Krishna today?
Koliko ste često mislili na Krišnu danas?
Oh, Jashvi. No need to say, no need to say. Yeah.
Ne moraš reći.
Ananda Gopal. Nityananda Kari. How much have you thought of Krishna? Or Mahaprabhuji, how much? This is an important question we have to, don't answer it now in public. You have to answer this yourself.
Ovo je važno pitanje koje si moramo sami postaviti i odgovoriti na njega.
You can practice thinking of Krishna.
Možemo vježbati i razmišljanje na
Krishna. That's called yoga, to direct your mind and fix it at the lotus feet of God.
To se zove yoga, da usmjerimo svoj um i da ga usredotočimo na lotusova stopala gospodina.
And the moment you think of him, you will see how something happens with your love. It gets freed like a dammed up river whose dam is removed and then starts to flow.
U trenutku kada počinjete razmišljati o njemu, ta ljubav jednostavno krene kao rijeka koja se brana.
The second thing to release your love is to do some particular service for Krishna.
Druga stvar koju možete učiniti da pokrenete tu ljubav je da učinite nešto za Krishnu.
The third is you should worship the Lord.
Treća je da trebate obožavati gospodina.
And the fourth is to offer your obeisances to him.
A četvrta je da mu odajete poštovanje.
Bow down.
Kleknite.
Fall flat on the ground.
Na pot.
Bring your heart above your brain.
I svoje srce dignite iznad mozga.
Yes, I'm speaking very physically.
Ovo se doslovno trebate shvatiti. Ako se sagnem, moj mozak, glava je dolje, a srce je gore.
Bow down, Mr. and sister, it's important for you.
Sagnite se, dakle, braći i sestre, to je važno za vas.
Very important.
Jako važno.
Krishna speaks about this when he says, Manmana bhavamat bhakto majajimam Namaskaru. He says, anyone who does these four things, he promises that he brings this devotee to him.
Krishna govori o tome kad kaže man mava, man mana bava mad bhakto mad jači mam namaskuru. Ako radimo te četiri stvari, onda približava bhaktu sebi.
And to free your love in relationship to others, practice this giving of gifts and accepting gifts.
A da bismo pokrenuli tu ljubav prema drugima, možemo vježbati to davanje i primanje poklona.
Talk confidential things with your friends and listen to their answers and inputs.
Razgovarajte o povjerljivim stvarima sa svojim prijateljima i slušajte što vam oni kažu.
And cook and feed someone.
I kuhajte i nahranite nekoga.
Very practical.
To je jako praktično.
I have cooked this for you.
Ovo sam skuhao za tebe.
Please take it.
I molim te prihvati.
And then when someone offers you, you should also not say, no, I'm just trying to lose some weight. You should freely accept.
I kada vam netko ponudi, ne biste trebali reći, ma pokušavam smršaviti, već trebali biste to prihvatiti.
Yes. You will see, your whole spiritual life becomes just so simple, pleasant and ecstatic when your love, which is dammed up for many lifetimes, begins to freely flow.
I vidjet ćete da će vaš duhovni život postati jako jednostavan, jako ugodan, kada oslobodite srce od tih brana i dopustite ljubavi da slobodno teče.
It can even heal diseases.
To čak može liječiti bolesti.
When love flows.
Kada ljubav teče.
For the end, I want to tell you, there was this one boy in Brazil, I believe, who was beaten by his parents, but beaten too much, I mean really too much. He was beaten so much that he couldn't speak any longer afterwards, and he couldn't move. He had to be committed to a hospital.
Za kraj bih vam želio ispričati priču o jednom dječaku iz Brazila kojeg su roditelji toliko tukli da više nije mogao niti govoriti niti se kretati, već su ga morali primiti u bolnicu.
The doctors didn't know what to do to bring him out of this trauma that my parents have beaten me so severely.
I liječnici nisu znali što učiniti kako bi ga oslobodili te traume da su ga roditelji na tako užasan način tukli.
And the poor boy was dying really. I mean, he couldn't speak, he did not move, he couldn't really eat and digest, nothing. It all stopped, all the living function stopped.
I taj dječak je u stvari umirao, sve životne funkcije su stale, nije mogao ni jesti, niti probavljati hranu, niti se kretati, niti govoriti.
He couldn't even hear.
Čak nije mogao niti čuti, slušati.
Now there was one nurse in the hospital who came every day to the bed of that boy and said to the boy, little boy, 11 years old, 12 years like this, don't forget, I love you.
I jedna sestra je dolazila svaki dan do kreveta tog dječaka i govorila mu, tom dječaku koji imao 11-12 godina, rekla bi mu, nemoj zaboraviti da te ja volim.
Next morning, please don't forget, I love you.
I sljedeće jutro, molim te, nemoj zaboraviti da te ja volim.
The doctor said, it's nice that you say such romantic words, not romantic, such affectionate words, but he can't hear.
Liječnik je rekao, stvarno je lijepo da ti govoriš takve brižne riječi, ali on ne može čuti.
We have investigated his responses and his impulses and reactions, the poor boy can't hear.
Mi smo istražili njegove reakcije, impulse i jedan dječak ne može čuti.
Next morning the nurse came to the boy and said, please don't forget, I love you.
Sljedeće jutro sestra je došla do dječaka i rekla mu, molim te, nemoj zaboraviti da te
Now,
volim.
Now, after 1 month, the little boy started to smile.
Nakon mjesec dana dječak se počeo smiješiti.
Then he started to cry.
Zatim je počeo plakati.
Which is necessary to get out of the trauma.
Što je važno da bi se izašlo iz traume.
Then after a few more weeks he could actually move a little and then speak.
A nakon nekoliko tjedana mogao se pokretati i zatim govoriti.
And his first words said, thank you, I have not forgotten.
Njegove prve riječi su bile, hvala, nisam zaboravio.
So, I really believe, I know it sounds a little sentimental, my story, but it's a true story.
Znam da moja priča zvuči malo sentimentalno, ali to je istinita priča.
You know, when our love becomes blocked in our heart, we become ill and sick and dead.
Kada naša ljubav bude zaustavljena u srcu, postanemo bolesni, mrtvi.
I think we are all walking dead people if we don't have love in our heart.
Svi smo mi hodajući mrtvaci ako u srcu nemamo ljubavi.
Hare Krishna. So, it's necessary to free that love which is dammed up in our heart.
Važno je osloboditi tu ljubav koja je zablokirana, zatvorena u srcu.
Today I wanted to talk about this love circle. Remember my story about the grapes, huh?
Danas sam želio govoriti o tom krugu ljubavi, pa se sjetite moje priče o grožđu.
And remember please what you can do to relate to Krishna with love.
I sjetite se što možete učiniti da biste se odnosili prema Krishni s ljubavlju.
And what you can do, I would say, especially in the spiritual community.
I što možete učiniti posebno u duhovnoj zajednici.
I would be so, I think it would be so wonderful if in our community of devotees that circle of love freely circulates.
Mislim da bi bilo divno kada bi u našoj zajednici Bhakta taj krug ljubavi slobodno tekao.
And then we should naturally expand this circle and include just neighbors and friends and, you know, finally everyone.
Onda bismo taj krug mogli dodatno proširiti, uključiti susjede, prijatelje i konačno sve.
See, Krishna consciousness is not something which happens in the mind. A new philosophy.
Svjesnost Krishna nije nešto što se događa u umu kao nova filozofija.
It means really to free what is there and direct it properly.
To znači osloboditi ono što već postoji i pravilno to usmjeriti.
This is what I wanted to say to you. I hope it was all right.
To je bilo ono što sam želio reći. Nadam se da je bilo u redu.
But I was so much inspired when it said, Krishna's form is seen only by the heart of love.
Bio sam tako nadahnut kad sam pročitao da se Krishnin oblik može vidjeti samo srcem ispunjenim ljubavom.
And I was so much surprised that this is a verse from the Svetashvatara Upanishad, because the Upanishads are often so dry and philosophical, you know, Hare Krishna.
Bio sam tako iznenađen vidjevši to u Svetashvatara Upanishadi, jer su Upanishade obično tako suhe i filozofske.
So, we will end our presentation here. Now come to the surprise.
Sada ćemo stati s našom prezentacijom i sada dolazi naše iznenađenje.
I would like to invite Mahaprabhu to come here and introduce this project to us, and then we will see the movie. Mm-hmm.